Chasing Big Joe live today, Nashville Super Speedway. But coming up this evening, 5:30 pregame, 6:30 puck drop. The Predators take on the Vancouver Canucks in game number 3 in the first round of the playoffs. We bring in Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators now. And Sean, I was in your building last night at Bridgestone Arena. Tim McGraw doing an awesome concert. And you know, when he played one particular song that we hope to hear quite a bit tonight at Bridgestone Arena, he brought out a special guest named Lord Stanley's Cup. Thought that was really cool to have the Stanley Cup in the building. And he said multiple times, I want to see this thing back here in June. Sean, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, man. That was pretty special. You know, Bill Wickett worked pretty hard to coordinate getting the cup here. You know, the league normally takes each playoff city on a non-game day. And to align that and coordinate that together, obviously Tim McGraw himself, their whole camp, they were pretty excited about it. You know, backstage was neat with watching, you know, every grown-up serious person turn into a child and getting pictures with it and running around. So I think you're right. Let's hear his song a lot tonight and ideally see that shiny thing in a few weeks properly presented in the building.
You know, I think you have a pretty cool job, but I think the keepers of the cup have an even better job just getting to travel around and take the Stanley Cup to different cities. That's really, really cool.
You know what? Phil Pritchard is probably one of the coolest guys I know. He, along with Mike Bolt, the two prime keepers. And they also love the game, honestly, more than anyone I've ever met. And they're historians of it. They tell stories. They engage with people. But it looks like a fun job, and I'm sure it is at moments. But it's hard. I mean, those guys literally work 18 hours a day, take a flight to the next city, do it all over again. And you never see them not smiling. You never see them not grabbing a camera or someone's hand to take a picture, you know, for their family for the 10th time, you know, that minute, and regale them with the stories or listen to all the hockey experts tell them about where they were when. And they do such a good job of bringing memories to life. I love those guys.
Sean Henry is with us, game number 3 tonight. So I know the plaza is going to be jumping before the game. The smash car is out there. A lot of big things planned. And I know you can't reveal everything, but when fans come down to Bridgestone Arena tonight, what are some things that they can expect?
You know, the biggest thing they can expect is each other. I know that sounds a little goofy, but I was with my counterparts in Vancouver, and they do such a good job. Their game operations, and their fans are so, you know, passionate. And they were trying to get me to tell them, you know, who's doing what, you know, for towel waving or anthem or, you know, whatever. And I said, well, of course I'm not going to tell you that. And they asked, well, what's the most special thing you have? I said, it's our fans. I mean, we really get out of their way. And like you said, you know, from the time people leave their driveway, listen to your pregame show, to when they arrive at the plaza and bang up that car and hug on each other and, you know, kind of relive some fond memories, to getting in that bowl 15, 20 minutes before puck drop and just creating that roar. It doesn't matter what gimmicks we do. It doesn't matter the really cool things that we have hanging from the ceiling or who's doing the anthem. Our fans just are explosive, and it makes people want to be a part of it. And that's what I love. You know, you have people sacrificing, jumping off the tour to make it back in time to do the anthem or wave the towel. And it's everyone that's meant something to the city or this team's meant something to them. So I'm excited about it. You will see something hanging from the rafters that has never been done before in sports. You know, we stole it from, I think, Metallica and Coldplay tours. And Zach Gearhart, you know, just does such a good job. When he first pitched it to us, I was like, wait a minute, what? But you're gonna see some cool things tonight. Again, you've never seen it in sports before, so that's pretty neat.
What time should fans have their bottoms in those seats? I know the puck's at 6:30, but what time would you like them in the building?
Well, Mayor O'Connell and Nash decreed that work and school ends at noon today, so I'd say 12:45. You know, the best is my wife was writing a note for my daughter to get out of school early today, and three of her friends, and she doesn't let me write the notes anymore because, you know, I like writing some fun profanity in them. And like, hey, truancy officer, my daughter's leaving. Beep, 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 beep. Because of beep, beep, beep. And they don't understand Morse code, I guess. So my wife wrote a very nice generic note. But, yeah, if you have the ability to pull your kid out of school early, just do it. You know, it's a Friday. You're not doing any work anyway today. Just get out of work at 1, 2 o'clock. Get down to the plaza. If you don't have tickets, man, just watch it. Have fun. Make wherever you are a little bit of Bridgestone Arena in your personal Smashville. But, yeah, if you're not in your seat by 6:15, just go home. You know, give someone your tickets outside. I'm just excited about it. I really am. A Friday night in Smashville, I got to say, I think it's better than a Saturday night in Smashville because it's a 6:30 game. Everyone always cries about start times, which always bothers me. Like, who cares when we play? But 6:30, it's like opening day in baseball when you're a kid. You know, when you snuck out of school early, when your team is, you know, teeing off at 2 o'clock. So forget about work and school. You can always repeat 11th grade. It's not that important.
I just tell people if they don't have tickets just to call you.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know, that usually works.
Well, I have my phone forwarded to my good friend, the suit, you know, Chase McBain.
Oh, okay. Hey, Sean, you texted me earlier that you want to come on and you said you want to announce the anthem singer and who's waving the towel. So go ahead.
All right. Well, I don't like doing this normally in public. We've got Jared Stillman doing the anthem.
Okay.
And nice. Bud is going to be doing the towel waving, which is really, really cool. And then to really celebrate George Plaster's return to terrestrial radio, he's going to be doing the horn at the first intermission.
Okay. Now, hold on a second, Sean Henry. I've never left terrestrial radio. I've been here since 1972.
It's such a nice reward after the rally.
I saved this hockey team, and you damn well know it.
Yep.
By the way, he did save the hockey team, so he's a good friend of all of ours and a mentor to all three.
He is. He really is, Sean. Yep.
100%. Sean Henry is with us, the CEO of the Nashville Predators. So I got to say this, that I'm excited about the game tonight and in seeing you, but I'm going to, when something happens with our team.
There. You just said.
I did. No. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Whenever something happens with our teams, we have to blame somebody. And so even though you have nothing to do with the New York Giants, I'm going to blame you for taking Malik Nabers because then the Titans had to do what they did last night. And, you know,
hang on a minute. You guys started crying when the Chargers took the offensive lineman. Don't blame the Giants' ineptitude in the draft. The fact is, we probably did you a favor because if the Giants drafted the player, let's face it, it might not end well. So the Giants did Smashville a favor. I was actually pretty excited about it. You know, you guys know I'm a Danny Dimes fan and a little frustrated last year, but to get him another tool is good. And I'll tell you, man, that Giant out of Alabama, when you see what he was doing to some guys last year, just tossing them around like rag dolls, if anyone can make the jump from right to left tackle, it's going to be him. And look at the coaching behind him now. I mean, I might be able to play left tackle with that coaching.
No, I agree. And look, you see this. You see this from both sides. You see this from the fan side and from the executive side that works for the team. You know how this goes. When fans get their hopes up on a certain player and then it doesn't happen, then it's like, well, what the hell are they doing? They don't know what they're doing. And so, you know, that's probably
I'll tell you. And again, it's not my team, but I do love them. You know, but they do have an incredible offensive line coach. Obviously, a young mastermind as their head coach and offensive talent. You got to trust it a little bit because he saw something that obviously we don't see. And I'm excited about it. You know, when he makes his first Pro Bowl, ideally as a rookie, if not, you know, year two, three, four, whatever, we're going to look back on this day and realize how bad your forecasted draft was, Chase. When are you doing that show, by the way? How long? You were, and Willie was, and Joe was.
Every
and
day.
Was,
after,
and
well,
I was, and
it's every day.
Was, and, oh, my gosh. I'm just glad it's over. Except, if you don't do that recap show, I'm going to break my radio dial. Never listen again.
When is the last game of the Stanley Cup final? Whenever that is, in the parade and everything, then we'll do the draft recap show and where we were wrong.
No, I think you should do it almost right away. I mean, did you get any right out of 32 picks? How many did you get right? Seriously.
I don't do I just do the Titans pick. I don't do the whole draft. I mean,
wrong. Oh my God! I had to listen to you guys read other people's. Come on.
Right, because I don't want to do my own.
Yep.
Stillman will own his at least, and that's why I always like him. He owns up to his comments. So
sure,
I'm going to call back in later today and talk to the real guy.
Well, you know what? You should because you took him on the road trip back in February. And what happened when you took him on the road trip?
They won.
You started winning.
You guys can yell about Jared Stillman all you want. He makes a forecast. He lives with it. He says when he's wrong. But let's all give him credit. He started that incredible stretch. You know, we had him in the tunnel. Everyone was rubbing his belly like he was Buddha as they were going out on the ice. And look what happened, man. I'm going to travel with Jared everywhere. You know, we're going to go to lunch together today and then hit the barrel house together, and Sunday morning, I wouldn't tell you guys where we're going, but we're going to brunch first.
Well, you should. Yeah. You should go to brunch. He's good luck, for sure.
He is.
Sean, we're excited. Plaza Party starts 3 hours before puck drop. and all of that on not only tonight but Sunday as well with a 4 o'clock puck drop at Bridgestone Arena. Looking forward to it and being up in the series 3-1 when it goes back to Vancouver on Tuesday. So appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, it'll be nice, and I want to thank you guys for making it so special. You know, I know you got an elongated shows today, and then Sunday you're doing some special pregame shows down on Broadway, you know, trying to stretch Broadway out again for all of our fans. So I look forward to seeing you down at Hank Williams Jr.'s newer bar. So that's going to be exciting. So thanks for doing that, creating some excitement. Let's go Preds.
Absolutely. Go Preds. Absolutely. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it. Sean Henry, CEO of the Nashville Predators.